You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hour number three, numero tres. So here we are, moving into hour number three. It's that time. You know, sometimes I resource the show. I get up early in the morning, I start putting my head to what we're going to do on today's show. I'm mapping it out, I'm going through the news, I find the thing, and I say, wow, look at the wokeness. Oh, the woke, how much woke can you have? All that wokeness, and I realize I have at that point a veritable buffet, if you will, of wokeness. I have a vast cornucopia, a plethora, if you will, just a montage of wokeness, which means that once again, it's time for Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
All right, hour number three, Adventures in Woke World. So listen, this is one of those moments where you're going to have some of these stories that I've got on here that you're going to look at and think, that can't be real. And you'll roll your eyes in disbelief. Other times you'll hear it, it'll make you mad. Sometimes it'll make you laugh. Other times you just want to throw your radio across the room. So a couple things that are out there right now. First of all, here's one, New York Post. New York Post has got a story. Make this make sense to me. You know, the illegal immigration issue at the southern border, which we're going to cover again for the weeks out because we got to. But they're coming in droves, and they're being bussed all over the nation. Well, in New York right now, you've got a situation where homeless veterans who are being put up in hotels by a nonprofit that works with homeless vets on the street are being kicked out of their hotel to make room for illegal immigrants. Kid you not. Can you imagine? I mean, Boomer, chime in when you feel like it, bro, because I'm just going to – this is one of those just jump on in where you can and hang on. But, yeah, you've got homeless veterans, according to the New York Post and multiple other outlets, confirming that what we have now is there were two dozen of them. They were in a upstate hotel where a nonprofit group who works with them was, you know, doing counseling and other things with them and was having them stay there while they got their lives back in order. They were all kicked out to make room for illegals who needed to be housed somewhere.
Whoa. You mean our veterans, our U.S. veterans, that were disabled, were kicked out.
That's what I'm saying.
For our lovely illegals.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
What?
Yeah, I don't know how anybody can feel good about this.
No, who made that call?
So the guys that served in our nation's uniform, wore the flag on their sleeve, and went to hard places to do hard things. Some of whom have, you know, are dealing with issues related to it. Like they said, that one of them right here is a 24-year-old guy who served in Afghanistan, and they're all being told that they're having to leave and go find alternative living arrangements. Well, they were already homeless. They were working. They were put there by an NGO that works with them, and lo and behold,
and now they have to go find somewhere else.
I reckon so. I just, you know, it's one of those things where you look at what's happening under the Biden administration. You think this is like next level wokeness. This is backwards. This is jackassery at its height.
Well, it's complete jackassery.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
But I mean, in my head, it just doesn't compute. It does not make sense that for someone that served our country and is part of our country, and now we're going to kick them out for someone that's not.
And it doesn't make sense to you because you have a different worldview than the current administration. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, they don't see things this way. It's
what's so special, though? What's so special about the illegals other than they're trying to make their our government, that is, trying to make their policies, you know what I'm trying to say, out there. They're like, this is what we're doing, so this is how we're going to do it.
Well, absolutely nothing's more special. I mean, there's nothing more special. And in my opinion, one of the most You know, one of the groups that deserves our attention is disabled veterans.
Yes.
And because they didn't just walk into a status, they earned a status. Mm. It's like saying that somebody was awarded the Purple Heart. No, they earned the Purple Heart. And so so in this particular case right here, I'm thinking this is absolutely wrong. I understand that we have floods of them coming across the border. Well, that's where you set up freaking refugee camps. That's where you throw tents up in an open field and you say, y'all are sleeping in tent number 32. And that's and meals are served from the back of a truck at so-and-so time. You came to America. We're not doing the whole ship you off to New York City so you can kick homeless veterans out of the hotel. You get to stay over there in that refugee camp till we figure out what to do with you.
Well, and there, ergos, that's still, I mean, they should be grateful for that. That's what we should give them, and they should be grateful for that.
And they would be well-fed, well-tended, have medical care, I guarantee you.
Exactly.
And they came here illegally, so what more do they expect? Well, they expect a lot because they keep giving a lot. All right. Okay. Enough of that story. Ugh. Dang. All right. Next one. This is going to make you want to throw your radio.
Great.
You know, Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire has been on a one-man crusade against the whole transgender agenda. Well, if you remember back a few years ago, Target, and we all shop at Target, right? Everybody's been to Target.
Mm-hmm.
Heading down to Target, buy yourself a little stuff.
Oh, yeah. Court loves Target.
Okay, so Target, though, is one of the most liberal retail outlets in the entire nation.
Ooh, I can't wait to tell her then.
Fact, you can tell her this. A few years ago, I was the only one in the legislature willing to put up a bill that would deal with the whole notion of, back then there were transgender bathrooms, you know, there were bisexual bathrooms, and Target led the way. Target was the first entity in the United States to go in a national sense to say, okay, all of our bathrooms are now gender friendly. You can use whichever one you want. And I was like, well, what the, hang on. And well, so Matt Walsh just pointed out what Target is doing far worse than anything Bud Light did. Target is now selling chest binders and what they call tuck-friendly bathing suits for children.
Wait, say that again?
Chest binders and tuck-friendly bathing suits. What it basically is are bathing suits designed to help little kids not look like the sex they were born as.
Target's doing
on the
this?
Beach or whatever.
They're the first ones to put this out there.
They say Target's calling our bluff, but like any other company, they need our business. And we did it with Bud Light. Now it's Target's turn. That's Matt Walsh on Twitter as we speak right now. I believe the lovely Charlene just sent me that tweet, and I had to make that part of Woke World. Just, it's one of those added in there because it's worth talking about. All right, what else we got? Let me find a funny one for the love.
Yes, please.
All right, I had one. Where'd it go? I had one. Oh, this one. All right, this one cracks me. Ed, hit me some Adventures in Woke World again.
Adventures in Woke World.
All right, so Daily Wire has a story that cracks me up. This is like epic karma right here. So, okay, a dude in Toronto, Canada, opened a coffee shop. He called it The Anarchist. The Anarchist. He is, by his own admission, a white, cisgender, queer man who cares about the intersection of various privileges, who recognizes that he needs to hire more people who are not white, cisgender, or heterosexual and make them equal owners in his business. And oh, by the way, his business was predicated on the idea that capitalism is just ethically bankrupt. And therefore, people who came to his coffee shop could pay whatever they felt was necessary for the coffee.
No. No way.
You notice I'm speaking in past tense, right?
Yes.
He just closed down because he couldn't sustain operations.
That didn't go so well for him.
No, that didn't. Do we have a sound effect that even equates to this?
I was going to play the jackassery sound of it, but it's just even better than
This is like jackassery magnified. I don't know what to do. So, yeah, Daily Wire has the story. The Anarchist, a coffee shop in Toronto, Canada that functioned on a pay-what-you-can system, is going to close at the end of the month after less than a year in business.
Oh, my goodness. After less than a year. Way to go, guys.
Gabriel Sims Fewer. So Gabriel is a hyphenated man name. Gabriel Sims-Fuhr, the owner of the Anarchist, said in an expletive-filled announcement on the company's website that he appreciated the opportunity to have experimented with, quote, living and working in ways that don't enthusiastically embrace the pure misanthropy of capitalism.
Oh, my goodness.
And he blamed the failure of his anti-capitalist business venture for the lack of seed capital and ethically bankrupt sources, which left him, ooh, quote, unable to weather the quiet winter season or to grow in sustainable ways. It's called capitalism, dude.
Yeah.
You got to cover your expenses, and you want to get to the point that your revenues exceed your expense, right? That's
exactly
generally
what you
speaking.
Yeah. Here you go, X, Y, this is what you got to do, bud.
And then he's got all the blank the rich, blank the police, blank the state, blank the colonial death camp we call Canada. I mean, he's like, so who even want to go get coffee? I'd be afraid what the coffee would take. That's some bitter coffee is what I'm saying. I'm just saying some seriously bitter coffee. And then at the end, the end of the article actually points out, there was, in fact, another small business that was founded on explicitly leftist principles that recently failed also. It's called Mina's World, a coffee shop in Philadelphia known for its LGBTQ brand identity. It closed down last year when employees revolted against the owners and demanded they redistribute the company's resources. See, I'm just telling you, man, there's no way in the world that stuff works. Does anyone ever want to go drink coffee at a place where he hates everybody? He tells you, pay whatever you feel like, I don't care. And he claims he's a white, cisgender, queer man who's only going to hire non-white cisgender.
Wow.
It's unreal. Unreal. Have I got a caller on the line? Let me do that real quick. Brian Huntsville. I got a break. I tell you what, I got 1 minute. We'll do it. Brian Huntsville, how you doing?
I just picture that person at the Anarchist being in a purple dinosaur costume singing, I love you, you love me.
I'm pretty sure not. Oh, God.
Well, that was his theory. But in any case, serious thing about the hotels kicking people out, you know they're getting paid from somebody to do it. Otherwise, they would not do it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's a great point. I would bet that FEMA or the Department of Homeland Security or somebody, or maybe even an NGO who got a grant from DHS, is probably paying the bill.
Yeah, follow the money. I hope somebody does, because I want to know who did it.
I do too. I do too, man. It's unconscionable. It really just chaps me. All right, I got to go to a break,
well,
Brian.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Appreciate you, man.
Bye.
Take care. All right, do the break. We'll come right back. I got more adventures in woke world, although I think that may be my favorite story of the day. I can just tell you in advance. Headline from Daily Wire, get woke, go broke. Anti-capitalist cafe that let customers pay what you can closes down after 1 year in business. Phil Williams, we'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, before I go any further, I got to tell you guys, the Elm Foundation is one of our advertisers. ELM, that stands for Expect Little Miracles. The Elm Foundation, they're a 501c3, they're based out of Huntsville, and they do amazing work at just getting involved in people's lives and helping them get off the streets, helping them restore their self-worth, helping them find the ability to become productive members of society again by, you know, getting job school skills and certifications in place, helping them build out their resume. And they don't do this like, you know, just throwing money at it like the government might do. No, they're literally walking people through it. They're giving them accountability and helping them develop, you know, milestone-based plans, goal-oriented plans. And then if they get off the plan, they say, hey, man, you got to get back on. We got to work. That's what they're doing. And they're doing it in a way that is literally making a difference. So I'm loving this. In fact, we're probably going to have them on the show here pretty soon. But the Elm Foundation, their website is ELMHSV, as in Elm Huntsville, ELMHSV.org. That's ELMHSV.org. And just check them out. Check out their website. If you ever decided, by the way, you wanted to support what they do, they are a 501c3. That's cool. And just know this, every dollar you give goes straight to programs because they have one benefactor who decided he would underwrite everything to do with their administrative costs. So any money they raise thereafter is only for programs. Check them out. Elm Foundation at ELMHSV.org. All right. Adventures in Woke World continues. By the way, I just saw a piece up on the screen during the break. I was telling Boomer. So Dave Chappelle, the comedian, who is hilarious, by the way, who is not afraid, and by the way, don't mistake him for a true conservative, but he is not afraid to call out woke. And he called out San Francisco, apparently, in a big, big, he even, like, his statement was something like, what happened to this place? You know, downtown used to be beautiful, now it's a cesspool, he says. And then he made the comment, I thought this was epic, he says, San Francisco needs a Batman.
I wonder if a Batman will show up.
You know what, though? Be careful.
I know. Exactly.
Not every vigilante is a good guy. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I thought that was pretty epic. Adventures in Woke World, story out of Osceola County, Florida. So an organization called Citizens Defending Freedom. They are a nationwide organization, I believe. And they have been going through school libraries and finding things that just have no business being in front of kids. So they recently went to the Osceola County School District and presented to them that one of the books in one of their libraries is called The Assassination Classroom, and it's a book about kids in the classroom trying to assassinate their teacher. The book has sex, violence, cruelty, other things in it, and they asked the school board in a written questionnaire, would you consider this to be appropriate? I mean, would you consider this to be inappropriate for children? And the answer was, yes, we would. But they won't take it out of the library. It continues to remain, even though it contains what they call explicit violence, profanity, and sexual activities. I just look at that and go, they've got hold of our libraries and they know it. And they don't care.
No, they don't care at all, even though they know that it's wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And they could care less. Now, one we're going to get to, I got stuff here. What's happening with Brittany Griner and the national anthem at games now? What's happening with, did you know that one of AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, aides pretty much came out and let you know exactly what's going on with her politics? And then there's Sports Illustrated. Oh, Lord.
What's with Sports Illustrated?
Well, the swimsuit edition came out.
Oh, please don't.
Just saying.
Oh, no.
I'll give you two words. Fake.
Oh, no.
Fake boobs. Just saying.
Really?
Sports Illustrated. Swimsuit edition. On the cover.
Oh, man.
On the cover.
What?
I mean, it's not like I'm sitting around waiting for that magazine to come out, but the reality is you think when they do a swimsuit edition that's always been focused on women and, you know, and you know, fashion models and others, that they're going to come out with something you're going to go, oh, that makes sense. But no, we're being preached at again by another one of those long mainstays in society that has decided to go woke.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you all about it. Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, we will be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham, way up north of Huntsville, all the way over to Tuscaloosa, way back over again to Gadsden. I'm talking about even parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, Boom Shakalaka, have you seen the you know all about the Dylan Mulvaney beer can, right? That was Bud Light, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. We know about that.
Okay. All right. Have you heard about Miller Lite now?
No.
Okay.
I thought Miller Lite was getting drank because of the Bud Light.
Well, you'd think they would look at it and go, "Oh, dude, we have an opportunity here."
Yeah.
let's go ahead and man up, fellas, because with Miller Lite now.
I was about to say they should have put out like the most manly advertising thing ever right there.
Right now, Coors Lights has got it going on because Miller Lite has now gone so they got all in the woke category. So
what?
Here's what happened. Miller Lite came out with a new ad. And it's designed to fight back against sexism in the beer-making industry. And the whole thing is about how, well, for too long. And it has a woman who's narrating it, and she's talking about how women invented beer, too, back in the day. And don't you know? And what did we do with that news? Well, we put them in bikinis. And they make fun of all the old posters with, you know, the Miller Lite girls and stuff like that. Yeah, anyway. And I get it. I mean, if you want to say we're not doing that kind of ad anymore, that's fine. But it's gotten. It, I mean, we're being preached at by beer cans.
We are.
That's what's happening.
Beer can preaching.
We got some beer can evangelism going on right now. Is what's happening. So what we find out though, Daily Caller has a piece here in Adventures in Woke World. Sophia Colucci, the chief marketing officer for Coors, which owns Miller Lite. Has a past of supporting liberal causes like gun control, protest in the George Floyd incident, illegal immigration, COVID-19 vaccines, and social media posts all reviewed by the Daily Caller. So what they're basically saying is, what would you expect when you put the person in charge of your marketing who is so woke that she does not identify with the vast majority of your base? Well, what you get is another one of those ads where you look at it and go, okay, what do we drink now? If you're a beer drinker, so far you got the Dylan Mulvaney beer can and you got the Women's Club only Miller Lite.
So, but the new one that came out, they can go and get.
Oh, yeah. What's that called?
Was it the right?
Ultra right. Ultra right beer.
Ultra right. And it's blowing up.
Yeah, it was like expected to have $1 million in sale the first week.
I'm not going to lie. I reached out just to see if we could get the guy on the show.
Well, why didn't you tell me this?
Well, he hasn't responded yet. So.
Okay. Keep trying.
But I'm going to try because I would love to get him on the show.
Keep trying. We need to make that happen. All right. And now listen, as long as we're talking about, important things like, your beer cans and, the women's poster is now being off limits. Well, then I guess that means the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition is going away, right? Wouldn't that make sense?
Right. It's gone. No more.
If we can't...
That's what we would think.
If we can't expect there to be any reasonable expectation of a feminine poster for a beer can, then that means the Sports Illustrated needs to get on board and stop. No, they're not. They're going forward with their... Swimsuit edition, Boomer.
Forward. There's a forward, not a backwards.
It depends on how you look at it.
Okay.
So they just came out with the new swimsuit edition. Sports Illustrated did. Story here on the Washington Times. I could have picked it up in a variety of places. I just chose the Washington Times. You'll be happy to know, Boomer, that the transgender agenda is being fairly represented on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Wow. Yes, this will be German pop star Kim Petras, born a dude, had surgery at the age of 16. I know, I went cringe too. I know, both of us did the whole cringe move. But German pop star Kim Petras, who had gender transition surgery at the age of 16, was one of four celebrities selected to appear on the covers of the 2023 swimsuit edition. However, this is also not the first transgender model to make the cover. I did not realize that apparently in 20... Because I don't keep up with this magazine.
Right, yeah.
But Lena Bloom is the name of the last transgender model in 2021. And by the way, interesting piece. The only other cover models... Because it's a rotating cover. Like you can... There's four different versions of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition apparently coming out, according to the article here. One of them, transgender dude, now chick... who went ahead and had his eunuch surgery done. So he's, you know, anyway. The other three are actress Megan Fox, supermodel Brooks Nader, and 81-year-old Martha Stewart.
What? What?
And I guess the question is why?
Yeah, why?
Why was, why is it necessary for, what, this is like, this is beyond, this is like somebody going, how can we just mess with their minds?
Right. Are they just messing with us? Is this just all a joke? Because it is just ridiculous.
I'm just saying, I mean, we're getting preached at by beer cans.
Right.
And now we're getting preached at by Sports Illustrated.
Man.
Just do sports.
Exactly.
Can you please?
Sports Illustrated. Just talk sports, guys.
81 years old.
Come on.
Okay. All right, last couple I got here. Hit me up, Adventures of Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
Yeah. So in case you had any wonderings, any ponderings, any ruminations about whether or not, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she doesn't necessarily represent Alabama, thank you very much, but, you know, she's got influence in D.C. and the social media aspects of her life. She's an influencer. And then she's also just the darling of the lamestream media. Well, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's got some you know, pretty socialist leanings. Well, guess what? One of her former aides, Justine Medina, has recently left the office of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to take a leadership position in the New York State Communist Party. I kid you not. Medina, 33 years old, was previously employed by AOC's campaign, received a salary. Following her tenure with the congresswoman, Medina's appointment as co-chair of the New York Communist League was announced by People's World, a publication associated with the Communist Party. During her time with the congresswoman, Medina was responsible for organizing and writing policy language with anti-war veterans and the peace movement, whatever that means. She claimed Medina's work for AOC and her rise within the Communist Party adds further weight to the claim that the New York congresswoman harbors even more extreme views than just democratic socialism, of which she says she's an adherent. Yeah, think? She's got avowed communists on her staff. So, okay. Having run a campaign before, knowing full well that there's times when you can't keep up. I mean, mine was just a state Senate campaign, four counties. It became all-consuming. It was a full-time job. The teachers' union hated me. They were against everything that I stood for, and they put all kinds of money into my opposition. And so I know what it means to have people working for you, volunteers knocking on doors, and you can't always vet everybody. But you should. You should try, or at least have somebody who will. And so what I have to assume is that this lady, Justine Medina, came to work for the congresswoman, and there was a question at some point in there about, do you support the beliefs of the congresswoman? Why, yes. Yes, I do. Let's talk about your background. Well, I'm a communist. Welcome aboard. I cannot help but think that this did not happen in a vacuum, all right? This was known, y'all. This was absolutely known. Last one I've got, and then we'll take it to a break. Last one I've got. So, Boomer, you recall Brittany Griner?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How tall is she, by the way?
Pretty tall.
Like, she's like 6'5 or something. Extremely
pretty tall.
Anyway,
yeah.
Brittany Griner spent time in a Russian jail for taking cannabis-based products with her overseas.
Why?
Okay. Why? Yeah. But you know, before she went, she plays in the WNBA, the Women's National Basketball Association, and she had a habit before she was imprisoned in Russia of kneeling for the national anthem. She was one of those. She was all about it. You know, the systemically racist nation in which she lives. I am happy to point out, though, that after the United States got her out of that Russian prison and got her back home, that she now stands for the national anthem. So
she does stand.
I'm ending Woke World on a high note.
Good.
I'm not saying she's a conservative. I'm not saying she's all in for everything that the nation stands for. But her words, hearing the national anthem, it definitely hits different now. She says, it's kind of like when you go to the Olympics and you're sitting there, you're about to get gold put around your neck, flags are going up, anthem's playing, it just hits different. Well, being here today, she says, it means a lot. And I got to say, good honor for recognizing that kneeling for the national anthem no longer applies to her life. And I'm glad to see it. All right, that's Adventures in Woke World. We'll take a break right now. We'll come right back, and we will cover down on the final ground for the day. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making it so cool to be a conservative. Hey, listen, ZLA Solutions, they've been with us since this show began, man. I'm telling you right now, they got it going on. I was talking to them the other day, had one of the biggest years they ever had last year, and they've had a couple of great months here of late. They are good at what they do, which is, by the way, helping businesses, in their words, helping businesses to get better. They want to do all that they can to help you. They got all kinds of business end solutions they can bring to bear, but one of the things they do especially good is staffing. So if you need people, like literally, it doesn't matter whether it's onesies and twosies, special niche kind of skills, or whether you need an entire shift of folks, they can do the recruiting, the background check, the drug testing, all of it, and get you the people that you need. And I always say blue collar, white collar, no collar, it does not matter. So yeah, consider this. If you need people, well, ZLA Solutions exists to do things like that for you. Just give them a check out on their website, zlausa.com. They've got big-name employers they're working with all over our listening area and beyond. And so, check them out, zlausa.com. That's ZLA Solutions, zlausa.com. And do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, the text lines have gone bananas, bro. I mean, like, have you checked it out? It's just... By the way, do you eat your maple bacon donut?
You didn't say boom. You said bananas. I don't have a sound effect for bananas.
Oh, I'm sorry. The text lines blew up.
Thank you. I was waiting the entire time. No, I have not eaten it. I'm going to take it home.
I got distracted because Charlene brought you a maple bacon donut, and it went through the whole show.
I told you. My belly was so full and giant that I couldn't put anything else in
it. We don't say belly on this show.
Can't say belly.
No, we don't say belly. All right, text line. Let's see what we got in here. Wrap up the show with some of this stuff. John from Huntsville, JT from Lacey Springs, just says, go with Pabst beer. And on the can, it has a picture of a bowler, a football player, a basketball player, a hockey player. And he's just saying, just go with Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. You know, there you go, the original. All right, whatever we got here. John from Huntsville, what do you say here? Phil and Boomer, you get a B+. Why did we get a B+ today? Is he still mad because he didn't think we read out one of his things from yesterday?
I don't know. Probably.
I'll take it.
It's okay, though.
I'm not scared. John. I'm pretty sure I average out well. Racing from over in Hawaii. He says, what's the status of the Marine still incarcerated in Russia? Well, he's still there. I mean, now that you asked me, Racing, his name, just Paul Whelan, that's his name. We saw him recently. The State Department went over and had a face-to-face meeting with him, I believe. But he's still there, man. They got Brittany Griner home just like that. But Paul Whelan, still there. Anita, South Huntsville. He says, don't worry. I'm sure Justine Medina would say she's a Democratic communist. Yes, that is. It's all how you couch the terms, isn't it right, Anita? Paul from Athens, Anita says Brittany's a dude. I don't think so. I think Brittany's actually not a dude.
I think Brittany is a female. I just think, yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah, we'll just move on from that.
Brian from Huntsville says, this old movie has finally come to fruition. Beer with Loretta Swit. I don't remember that movie. And in addition, he says, remember the Swedish bikini team? So all these things, they're out now. You can't talk about that stuff, Brian from Huntsville. You know better than that. Jeremy from Huntsville says, being an anime fan, I know Assassination Classroom bestows camaraderie and pride in the nation. The teacher is an assassin, not appropriate for under 14 years old. Okay. All right. There you go. Wes from Huntsville says, Batman in New York on the subway is being charged with murder in some world. That is so true. That is so true. So yeah. So we had a good guy step in, and by the way, the GoFundMe is not GoFundMe actually, the Give Send Go fund. Mm. You know, it's the Christian version that won't deplatform you if you're not woke.
Oh right.
So GoFundMe has constantly been deplatforming what might be considered, you know, conservative causes, Second Amendment causes. In this case, I believe it's Give Send Go has a website or a fundraising site right now. They've raised over $2 million for that guy's defense.
Wow.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's really cool.
That is very cool. Luann from Huntsville says, I stopped going to Target around 5 years ago. They were the first to have a gender neutral toddler collection. Really? A gender neutral toddler collection complete with little boys' shirts with lace and girls' dresses with trucks. Says, last year I saw a reel where, I mean, she meant on social media, I guess, where parents were horrified about the chest binders in the girls' section. Target has been woke for a long time. Get ready for the June promotions because next month is Pride Month. I'm done with woke. I get it. Oh, John from Huntsville says, I got a B+ for ruining Sports Illustrated swimsuit for him. All I do is tell you the facts. I call the balls and strikes, John. You know, if I didn't warn you, though, see, John, you might have picked that copy up and gone, wow, and then felt bad about yourself later.
Oh, yeah.
So
true.
I might have saved you. Missy from Faultville says, yep, a dude. I'm just going to leave it right there. Raven from Russville says, Yingling. It's the oldest beer in the U.S.
Yeah, there we go. Yingling.
All right.
I like you. Yingling.
All right. Yingling. You know, Sam Adams, I used to like, but Sam Adams is like doing the gay pride parade up in Boston and all that. So
stop.
Yep. What else we got? Jeff from Indiana, who did not call in today, but Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, it's time to become conservative woke, which means if a business is going to be political, I'm going to boycott it from my list. So he's all about some conservative cancel culture is what he's saying. All right, Jeff, be safe on the road, bro. Who else we got in here? Find some, Boomer. We could see. I'm down all the way down to...
I think you've got them.
No, man, there's a whole bunch more.
At the bottom?
Jeff from Hazel Green, America needs an enema. I don't... Okay, I'm just going to leave that hanging. Oh. All right.
Okay.
Moving on to the next text.
Oh, I just saw that.
David from Madison says, "Sign the boycott of Target at American Family Association." Haven't been there in years, he says. So there's a boycott out there. Apparently, they're asking people to sign up.
Michelle from Ohatchee.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they're talking about the vets that are being taken out of the.
Is the hotel? Yeah, New York.
It says, absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous. They should unload them on Joe Biden at the White House and whoever gave the order to have the vets removed.
Wow. Load them up and take them to their home.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Man.
Jim from Huntsville says, guys, our service members work to keep our country safe. Their mission is at direct odds with the goal of open borders, which is to make the country less safe. That's all the reason they need. It just, you know, it goes on and on. Well, you know, the bottom line is this. Great show. Tomorrow, I expect we're going to wind up having the Grand Council, among other things. Working on getting some other big-name guests in here for you. But Boomer and I will be back here tomorrow at 2. And, folks, I'm just telling you, stay alert. That's the thing. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch for it. And then speak out when you see it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all have an amazing night. We're back here tomorrow at 2.